This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Welcome one and all. We all know the date. We all know the occasion. We all know that sense of foreboding. Oh no, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money because it's Halloween. Going to do trick or treating. Going to buy costumes. Going to wear fake blood. How annoying. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're okay. Hope you're having a fabulous, fabulous Tuesday evening. And it's great to be here with you on the Phoenix FM airwaves once again, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com, and ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Video feed available on Mixcloud. I'm not wearing anything scary or spooky. I just look fairly regular. But if you want to see what I look like, get yourself on Mixcloud. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can chat to me in the box on the side of the page as well. Fantastic. Well, clearly we're going to have Halloween-inspired music this evening. And I won't lie to you, I love listening to Joe Bailey's Drive Time show. I think if you've been listening to Phoenix before me, and in particular kind of at least the last 15 minutes before me, it'd be ridiculous if I started the show with the same track that Jo finished her show with. What a classic track. I was intending to do that. So there has been a last minute change to the first track of the evening on the show that goes like this tonight. But Michael Jackson's Thriller, absolute classic track. Also, whoever is benefiting most now from the royalties from Michael Jackson's music, his estate, his family, his offspring, whatever, they must love it when Halloween comes around. Like, yeah, it's good every year. All throughout the year, we're getting a decent amount of revenue in from the royalties. Halloween Thriller's been played about 20 million times more than normal today. That's bizarre. There we go. But I'm pretty sure this track will be getting a lot of airplay today as well. Another all-time classic of all time, I think it's fair to say. Do you already know what it is? Many people will just from that. You need to wait for the kick in if you're not 100% sure. Then it's definite. Oh, yes. Again, we'll get a lot of airplay on the 31st of October. I'll leave it to Ray Parker Jr. with some 80s memories.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ghostbusters!
likes to guess. I freed in a guess. You gonna call
Ghostbusters?
If you had a ghost of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Let me you just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call.
Phoenix FM.
The show that goes like this, Halloween special with me, Ben Simmons, is on tonight, and you're a part of it if you're listening. Absolutely fantastic of you for doing so. If you want to get in touch, tell me anything spooky that's happened to you lately, feel free to drop me a line, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X, whatever you want to call it. Or you could just email me, studio@phoenixfm.com, which would be fantastic as well. But, you know, it's all going to be going on this Halloween spooktacular on the show that goes like this evening. Amazing Halloween-related tracks, and then I'm going to share with you some unsettling facts. You may find them unsettling. Some of them I'm like, ooh, and some of them I'm like, oh. Maybe you'll have similar feelings and make similar noises after hearing some of the facts I will impart to you in between the music. And there's going to be lots of sensational music, all with a slightly scary theme this evening. Anyone done anything scary so far? Have you been out trick-or-treating? If you're of the correct age, have you got a lot of sweets after knocking on doors? Well done. You know, I won't lie, I can be a bit miserable on Halloween. I haven't had a show broadcast on Halloween for quite a while. I haven't been live. And if I'm at home and people ring the bell, I frequently ignore it. Maybe that's miserable. Maybe it's not wanting to be tricked. I remember being at home with my mum and dad when I was a teenager, and they did someone came and said trick or treat. And for some reason, I think they must have still given them something. But we had a porch. And then these idiots threw eggs and flour in the porch one time. I guess they thought it was hilarious. I seem to remember my mum and dad not finding it all that hilarious. But there you go. I think I was at home at the time as well going, that's weird. Why have you done that? They didn't say trick. Anyway, I've clearly got over that trauma. Now I'm going to bring you another track. Then we'll start with the unsettling facts. Get ready to be unsettled tonight on the show that goes like this. And here's some great music as well. Here's The Automatic.
Without these pills, you're letting
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Fantastic. The Automatic there with Monster as well. Right, are you ready to be unsettled? Okay. Here we go with the first unsettling fact of the evening. Many people from Britain will have holidayed in America and even ventured to Disneyland and maybe gone on the famous Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland. Now, the engineers from Disney took one look at the fake skeletons that were initially brought in to build the ride. Obviously, the skeletons didn't build the ride, you know, to decorate the ride. And the engineers and designers thought they weren't creepy enough. So possibly because prosthetics when the ride was built weren't advanced as they are now. So to offer a more authentic experience, Disney engineers enlisted the help of the University of California Anatomy Department for real skeletons. Gradually, they replaced real skeletons with fake ones, but many people believe real skeletons still remain in the attraction to this day. It's a bit unsettling, isn't it, knowing that? Now, this is unsettling. I grew up at a time where I was terrified of this movie, and I didn't watch it until I was a bit older, but I remember going into video stores, as was common back in the day, and even the sort of cover of horror movie films on the old VHSs you could rent. I didn't want to go near this film. But did you know A Nightmare on Elm Street, Wes Craven's masterpiece, is based on a real story? Now that sounds weird enough. If you're familiar with the film, you'll know people fall asleep and they dream in their sleep that they're being attacked and possibly killed by Freddy Krueger, and then that happens to them in real life. And they don't wake up. So the inspiration for the film came from a story director Wes Craven read from the LA Times. A boy was having disturbing nightmares and refused to sleep for days out of fear. The same night he succumbed to exhaustion, he died in his sleep after screaming for help in the middle of the night because of his nightmares. That is weird, isn't it? That is unsettling. That is upsetting. If it's true, could have been some journalistic license, someone trying to get a spooky story out around Halloween time. But anyway, if that story hadn't come out, we possibly would never have had Freddy Krueger and the Nightmare on Elm Street saga. There we go. Now, this song's not particularly scary or spooky, but, you know, superstition. Stevie Wonder doesn't cover many of the major superstitions. Black cats, magpies, salt over your shoulder, not walking under ladders. Nowhere to be found in these lyrics. You missed the trick there, Stevie.
FM.
Stevie Wonder and Superstition there. Right, get ready for some more unsettling facts on the show that goes like this. Halloween special. Hey, having a wonderful Halloween so far. Hey, you haven't been tricked. Hey, you've been treated a lot. That would be fantastic. Hope your costumes are wonderful. Did you go out last weekend? Are you going out next weekend? You know, not many people possibly going out on a Tuesday night, but I expect some establishments will be expecting people to. Okay, so this is unsettling. It's not a fact really for the UK audience, but for all of my US listeners, if you want to be extra unsettled, as many as 50 serial killers are on the loose in the United States. There we go. I haven't just plucked that out of anywhere. This number is according to the FBI. Homicide archivist Thomas Hargrove, what a great job, speculates around 3,000 to 4,000 serial killers could remain active in the country, but the FBI says it's 50. 3,000 to 4,000? Come on. Surely not. Now, also, this is a worldwide fact. Apparently, parents shouldn't freak out if their children can hear voices. Around 8% of children do, which is as common as having asthma or dyslexia. Although hearing voices is creepy, it is regarded as perfectly normal. But where do the voices come from? Now, this is a gross-out fact. I'm kind of sorry to have to share this with you. I could have left it, but I can't now. Oh, I've read it and it's upset me. I know it's going to upset some of you listening as well. I'm genuinely sorry. Imagine the size of a mug. The size of a mug. You normally drink your tea or coffee or hot chocolate in it. More mucus travels into the trachea than ever comes out of your nose. Most of this ends up at the back of your throat. Every day, a person consumes around a mugful. I'm upset. Rest assured, it is completely harmless and normal. We all do it, probably without realising. But when you actually think about it, you're probably going to go, I'm sort of sorry I've shared that with you. Only sort of sorry because, you know, gross out. It's unsettling, isn't it? It's unsettled me, I can tell you. Just like this video did when I first saw it. Shakira, She-Wolf. If you know it, you know it.
Hi. no decent incentives to keep me at it. Starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet. And her student to look at the single man. I got on me a special radar on the fire department hotline in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils or rich city guys. I just want to enjoy but having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of the boy.
Here's what she was in the closet.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the Halloween special of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, tonight on Phoenix FM. Great to have your company. Thanks for sharing it with me with you up until 8 o'clock. Then, of course, Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 till 10 as well. So don't go anywhere this Tuesday evening. You've no need to go out dressed like a ghost or with blood all over your face. I will tell you, a friend of mine used to work in a popular London attraction where you had to scare people and they came into a kind of area that was expected for frights. And he therefore, as part of his job, regularly had to have fake blood all over himself. One particular night, he used to have a baton which he would run against some bars of a cage to scare people. And the baton slipped and his knuckles ran along the bars of the cage and he cut his knuckles. And he kept holding his hand up to people saying, "I've cut myself quite badly." And they were like, "Yeah, well done, brilliant." He's like, "No, I've actually cut myself." And they're like, "Yeah, that's really good. It's actually sort of running down your hand." He went, "Yes, because I've seriously cut myself. I need to go." It took him quite a while to convince people because everybody there, all the scare actors, were covered in fake blood. When you're covered in fake blood and then you bleed for real, it's difficult to make people believe you have a medical emergency. Anyway, it could only happen to that person. But anyway, now we've heard about Paris recently and unwanted visitors in hotels in Paris. I'm not talking about tourists, I'm talking about bedbugs. This is slightly different but an unsettling fact. Get ready. Your bed can contain up to 10 million dust mites. Dust mites common all over the house and kind of live in harmony with humans, really. Dust mites love warm bedding and dead skin cells. This makes your bed an ideal home for them. They're microscopic, they multiply till their numbers reach thousands or millions. Oof, that's it. 10 million dust mites could be in your bed right now. Just wash your bedding regularly, you'll get rid of a lot of them. But you can live completely normal life with no deterioration in health as a result of dust mites. Just knowing they're existing may make you feel a little bit uneasy. There we go. Here's another potentially gross-out fact. It's not as bad as the last one, which, let's be honest, I never want to mention again. If we're thinking about measuring things in terms of mugs full, still upset. Imagine half a mug full, I'd say. Half a decent-sized mug full. That is how much you sweat every day. Half a mug full every day. Which means your bed absorbs 26 gallons of sweat every year. Now, I'm quickly going to do a mathematical conversion because I don't work in gallons. You know, we get gallons of petrol. So I don't know how much that really is. I'm going to do a live gallon to litres conversion. 1 gallon is 3.78 litres. So almost 4 litres. So 26 gallons, you're talking about 75 litres, possibly 100 litres. No, about... All right, I'll go to 90. That's my limit. 90 litres of sweat every year comes out of your body. Much of it in your bed, you know, it also contains millions of dust mites. Let's all go and wash our bedding right now. Ooh, kind of want to. Here's Ella Henderson to help us get over those disturbing facts.
I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these guys sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes the spirit shake. Ooh. I had to go through hell to prove I'm not insane. Had to meet the devil just to know his name. And that's when my love was burning. There is still burning. I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away, but your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me away.
Sleeping all these demons away, but your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me going. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Right, it's the Halloween special show that goes like this. Hey, you having a fabulous Tuesday. Thanks for being here. What else can I tell you, unsettling fact-wise? We'll get ready for a good one. The Isla de las Muñecas, or Island of the Dolls, is one of the most haunted places in the world. It's a small island south of Mexico City. Perched and nailed onto the island's trees are little dolls that are said to be housed by the spirit of a little girl. According to legend, the island's caretaker found a girl who drowned in mysterious circumstances. The caretaker discovered a doll floating in the water, which he hung onto a tree to appease the drowned girl's spirit. However, this show of respect didn't work, and the drowned girl's spirit continued to haunt the caretaker, causing him to hang more and more dolls in order to temper her anger. Sometimes tourists say they can see the dolls move their heads and whisper among each other. There we go. That is spooky. Is it true? Why does an island have a caretaker? That is a weird caretaker job. I only associate caretaking with schools, really. I'm sure many businesses require caretakers, but you have a school caretaker, don't you? They have to do all the maintenance around the school, put chairs away, put desks around, you know, accommodate visiting people in certain areas and get whatever they require. Do you want to be caretaker of an island? Where is it? Oh, Mexico. All right, what do I have to do? Not much, just tidy up, get rid of all the rubbish. Oh, and there's some dead girl spirit, a load of dolls there. I'll leave it, actually. Probably not how it worked, but anyway. Here's another slightly unsettling fact. The Zoroastrians leave their dead in special towers to be eaten by vultures. Some may find it creepy, but it is simply tradition for Zoroastrians. I know what you're thinking. Who or what are Zoroastrians? Well, don't worry, I've already done the exhaustive research on your behalf. They're an Iranian group of people that believe an Iranian religion, one of the world's oldest organized faiths, based on the teachings of the Iranian-speaking prophet Zoroaster. There you go. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. Anyway, their funeral practice involves leaving their dead on top of towers called the Dakma. Zoroastrians believe that the earth, water, air and fire are all sacred, and thus burying or cremating the dead would spread impurities to these elements. Leaving their dead exposed to the elements might horrify some, but it's a sign of respect for the Zoroastrian people. Okay, can you imagine? Do you want to be buried or cremated? Actually, do you know what? Yeah, how tall is that tower there? Any vultures in this area? Not sure if you'd choose it, given the choice. But anyway, is it creepy? Yeah, possibly. Is it unsettling? Is this song unsettling? Well, this song must be, because it's called The Creeps.
Midweek, take the ride. Three drinks all tonight. Take some happy fleas. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on, oh, 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 oh.
Come on,
Yes, Fede LeGrand and The Creeps there. Always enjoy listening to that track. So you can have spooky music without just playing obviously spooky horror themes. There we go. But I am still sharing with you unsettling facts that are available to find all across the World Wide Web. Here's another one. In quotes, the Devil's Bible exists. And it's a contract between a monk and Satan. Also known as Codex Gigas, the Devil's Bible is the largest Latin manuscript known to the world. It contains a full-page portrait of Satan, and people believe the manuscript contains the contract of a monk who sold his soul to Satan in the 13th century in order to escape execution. Have a look yourself online, Codex Gigas. There we go, the Devil's Bible. Good luck if you follow that one up. Also, if you ever visit the Sedlec Ossuary in the Czech Republic, you will see decorations made from human bones adorning the interior. If human remains terrify you, don't go to this Roman Catholic church when you visit the Czech Republic. The Sedlec Ossuary. It's a bone church containing the bones of around 40,000 different people, all arranged in different forms, such as garlands, altars, and even a chandelier. Yeah, can't say I love that. I don't know if I'd find it unbelievably creepy. I probably wouldn't want to be in there on my own, but there we go. If there are a lot of tourists walking around, I'd be like, okay. Recently, I visited a church in Lincolnshire that had a stone spiral staircase that you could ascend and go very, very high up on the church and look overlook the surrounding area. I thought it would be wise to climb this tower to enjoy the view. My wife thought the same. Now, all I would say is the management of the tower climb could have been done better, not by us, by the caretakers of the building, if you like. And there were constantly people going up and down, and this was a very narrow stone spiral staircase that maybe every 40 stairs or so had a sort of recess in the wall that you could lean back in and let someone come past. But it was a little bit claustrophobic. I won't lie to you. During our climb, we had to let about 6 people get past. It was uncomfortable each time. Then we got to the top, our thighs ached immeasurably, and we stayed up there for about 10 minutes, came back down desperately hoping we wouldn't meet anyone on the way up. I think we had to get past 2 people on the narrow staircase. That was unsettling, that tower climb and descending again. So, you know, if you ever visit St. James's Church in Louth in Lincolnshire, if you're feeling brave, ascend that stone spiral staircase. I think it had over 200 steps in total. And they're all quite steep as well, and not exactly the same height between each step, you know. Good luck, everyone. Right, shall we have some more music? I think we should. I think we should hear from Radiohead. Go on, then. ¶¶
peculiar. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, get ready for a flash poll. Yes, we are going to have an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse and the airwaves tonight. Get ready for this one. It's probably the shortest poll I've ever done. But anyway, simply asking, is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? The only place you can vote is on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X. But the webpage is still twitter.com. I say this every week. Anyway, it's Twitter. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote once you find the poll. It's only going to be online for another hour or so. And at the moment, with the voting that's happened so far, it's 50-50. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? If you think it's brilliant, cast those votes. If you also think it's rubbish, cast those votes. And, yeah, be interesting to see at the end of the programme if we get a clear winner or not. You want some more creepy facts? Come on then. Right, here we go. In ancient England, people used hollowed human skulls as bowls and cups. That is a bit unsettling, isn't it? Cave settlers fashioned cups out of human skulls. They hollowed the skulls, removed the surrounding tissue until they could use them as drinking vessels. Oh dear. Fine. Also, ancient Romans believed that drinking blood would let them absorb power. Blood transfusion was a popular practice in ancient Rome. During gladiator games at the Colosseum, members of the audience would rush into the field to ravage the blood of fallen gladiators. They believed that in drinking the blood of fallen warriors, they too would absorb the warriors' powers and skills. If they've bled a lot and lost, oh, I'll have their blood, but they've just lost. You're not going to be that good, are you? Oh, that one that's just got destroyed over there, I'm going to go and drink their blood. Yep, but that means you'll have the power of someone that can be destroyed. Oh, didn't think it through, did you? Disturbing. Here's Rihanna.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Nothing heard, nothing said. Can't even speak about it. I'm alive, I'm my head. Don't wanna think about it. Feels like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab you. It can creep up inside you and consume you. A disease of the mind, it can control you. It's too close for comfort, oh.
I'm
Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Great tracks. Halloween related, of course, interspersed with unsettling facts that I've scoured the internet to bring you this evening. I say scoured across one particular website with one particular bit of it. So, yeah, I've spent ages finding these for you. Please, come on, pull yourselves together. Right, this is weird. Now, this, I instantly wanted to mock this fact and then was instantly shocked at a discovery I made. Get ready. Alchemists used brain matter as an ingredient for an elixir of eternal life in the 1600s. Yes, John French was an English alchemist. So it said alchemists in the title. This is an example of just one doing it, but anyway. John French was an English alchemist who used brain matter for his concoctions. Another horrifying fact about his elixirs was he stored them in horse manure for months and then drank them after himself. Now, I thought, how long did he live then, John French, after this incredible elixir of eternal life? He's not still alive. That would have proved it, wouldn't it? He lived to the age of 41, John French, and I thought, ah, well, there you go, that's a mockery, isn't it? He made an elixir of eternal life with brain matter in it, stored it in horse cack, and then died at the age of 41. However, the average life expectancy in Western Europe in the 15 and 1600s was 30 years. Now, imagine that. He lived 25% longer than people are expected to. So, food for thought there. That'd be like people regularly expecting to die at the age of 70 and living to 100. So, that's told me John French maybe knew something. Brain matter and horse manure. There's two things you didn't expect to hear in the same sentence. But maybe on a Halloween show on the radio, we'd expect to hear this. Here's Zombie by the Cranberries. It's got a very long intro. Maybe I can bring you another fact while the intro's playing. Do you know, I think I probably can. Yeah, I'm gonna. Right, being buried alive accidentally occurred so often, people invented safety coffins. Doctors often misdiagnosed ill patients, common in 17th century England. So, the safety coffin, I haven't explained exactly what it is. I heard Joe Bailey talking about putting bells in coffins so people could ring them. I thought I could do it in time. I've clearly run out of time. Over to the Cranberries. It's not me, it's not my family, idiot.
must be mistaken. It's the same old tea since 1916.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you've just joined us, it's the show that goes like this, Halloween special here on Phoenix FM. Great to have you listening along tonight on 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, maybe even driving. Or PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world via the internet. If you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. Now, I didn't have enough time in that intro like I thought I did to properly tell you about the invention of safety coffins, which is disturbing to realise that they needed to be created. People developed a fear of being buried alive. Obviously, people always had a fear of being buried alive, but it became particularly prevalent in the 1700s and 1800s due to stories going round of many people being buried, thought dead, and obviously not being dead. Alice Blunden is one such example. She wasn't just buried alive once, but twice. A doctor mistakenly pronounced her dead after she drank sedatives and she was accidentally buried alive. After exhuming her and finding her near death, they buried her once more, only for her to struggle in the casket, still alive, until she eventually succumbed to death. That's horrendous. Anyway, safety coffins were then invented. What is a safety coffin? It's a coffin people would be put in, and then there would be a series of strings attached to bells that were attached to the body's hands, feet and head, so that if they moved at all in the coffin, the bell would ring, alerting some kind of caretaker, ironically, at a church or cemetery, that they were still alive and would need to be recovered. And amazingly, this was the original beginning of the phrase saved by the bell. Yeah, people associate it with boxing now, but no. Safety coffins in the 1800s, they were developed. People also developed death halls, which is kind of similar to having an open casket now, I guess. But originally they'd be like, yeah, bury them, And then quite frequently they'll be like, oh, we think that person wasn't dead. I won't go through the evidence that was discovered that proved some of these buried alive incidents. But anyway,
yeah,
death halls. Yeah, we'll keep them in there for 3 days just to check they are dead. And then we'll bury them. Or we'll tie bells to their hands and feet so that if they're still alive under the ground, they can ring those bells. Crikey, that is upsetting, I think. Also upsetting is, imagine you're walking along and you encounter a wolf and you think, oh, I don't want to be attacked by that wolf. I hope it's eaten recently. What about being attacked by a hungry wolf? So much worse. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. Hope you're enjoying all the fantastic music here on the show that goes like this tonight with our Halloween special. Have you done anything for Halloween already? Are you in the middle of doing it and you've got this playing on your phone? Fantastic of you. Yeah, put this through people's letterboxes. That'll scare them. Ha ha. Anyway, moving on. Here's some more. That's a great idea. Get the show that goes like this coming out of your phone speaker. Open someone's letterbox, just poke it through so they can hear. We'll reach more households that way. That's a lovely treat. If people ask for trick or treat, you know, you want a treat. Just put your phone through the letterbox. Don't put anything else through. Right, more disturbing facts. Here we go. In Philadelphia, the Mutter Museum showcases preserved internal organs, models, and equipment for biomedical research and education, including tumours and anomalies of human anatomy. It's displayed and is disturbingly informative, as the promotional posters for the Mutter Museum say themselves. Not going to rush to Philadelphia to see that, I've got to say. Here's something upsetting as well. Now, we had a gross out fact earlier and then another one that wasn't quite as bad. This isn't, I guess it's not as bad if you don't think about it. It's one of those that if you think about it a lot, you end up going, oh. Get ready to go, oh. Here we go. The floating specks you can see sometimes, and you guess the stuff floating around on your eyeball surface, probably not dust, but dead skin cells. Yes, those floating specks you see when looking around, if you really focus on near things and then you see floating little specks, and you thought, it's all right, it's dust, it'll just dissolve in the liquid of my eyeball or whatever happens, the protective layer on the... Yeah, anyway, it's not dust, dead skin cells, more than likely. In fact, get ready for this, 15% of what you breathe in during a train ride is most likely dead skin cells of passengers, including yourself, but of course, including other people. That has upset me. I did not want to know that. I know it now. I feel like I had to share it with you in a cathartic way to help me get over it. Now, also something I had to get over quite quickly was Joe Bailey had a fantastic drive time show today just before I came on the air and finished with a track that I was going to start with on the show that goes like this that I then couldn't start with. That would have been churlish. You know, you've heard this 3 minutes ago. Here it is again, because I wanted to play it. No, I've saved it till now. I think enough time's gone by. We can all cope with hearing it again. When this artist released music, it used to be a huge event. And also, there were films that would go with the tracks, which was incredible, really, when you think about it. Yes, they were music videos. They weren't hour and a half films. But it was a huge event. This music video would be released that was more than just the song. And I have to say, I think I was 7 when this came out, possibly 8. But I was utterly terrified. I can remember staying on the Isle of Wight with my auntie and uncle, and my mum and dad and them had stayed up because they knew this track and music video was going to be released. People all over the world were waiting for it. And after its release, it's gone on to become an absolute all-time classic track. You can't really do it enough justice of a build-up. It just the video, the dancing, the prosthetics, the makeup, all incredible. The song, amazing. You don't get much like it these days. It's kind of just not like a traditional song as well. But absolutely phenomenal stuff. I don't feel quite as scared when I watch the full video now, but it still is very unsettling. But what an amazing routine. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Let's get ready to all enjoy. Get your arms out. Join in. You know the dance. Here it is. Time for MJ on Halloween.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. Halloween special with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company tonight. How is it? 20 past seven already. Flying by veritably, and what a track. Michael Jackson's phenomenal Thriller. The bit where he's still got the yellow eyes at the end of that video, that did upset me much when I was 7 years old. Now, if you want to get involved, remember there is a hotly contested poll you can vote on. The intense debate raging across the Twitterverse: is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? I have asked on my profile there, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and X, whatever it is to you. Go to the profile, then it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing at the top of the profile. A poll simply asking, is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? We've got about 35 minutes of voting left, and currently only 23% of people think Halloween is brilliant, 77% think it's rubbish. That's a shocker. I was not expecting to bring you that kind of a result tonight. Well, there we go. Again, I need to do a quick conversion. I was going to do this and then forgot. Right, so here's an unsettling fact for you. A person will shed around 40 pounds of skin in a single lifetime. Now, again, I've gone metric, in certainly in weights. What's 40 pounds? It doesn't mean a lot to me. Bags of sugar, are they 2 pounds? 2 pounds a bag of sugar. 20 bags of sugar? That's a lot. Anyway, a pound is 0.454 kilograms, so almost half a kilo. So, yeah. You're talking about 18 kilos of skin in a lifetime. Oh, that's not good, is it? A person will shed that. Just like snakes, humans shed their skin too, but at a much slower pace, and we don't let go of it all in one go like snakes can. Accumulated, however, your shed skin will amount to almost half the average body weight. Oh, that's horrendous. That is horrendous. Should we have any more unsettling facts before the next track? Go on, okay. Now, many people find ventriloquist dolls creepy. We talked about that Mexican island where actual dolls were nailed to trees to try and ward off spirits, but didn't work, apparently, according to the island's caretaker. But the Vent Haven Museum in Kentucky, Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, the Vent Haven Museum houses vintage ventriloquist dummies. If you find those creepy, don't go there. Yeah, it's got over 900 ventriloquist dolls there and other related pieces such as photographs and replicas. I have to say, my uncle is a ventriloquist. I've never found ventriloquist dolls creepy in any way whatsoever. So there's a picture here with probably around 20 or 30 ventriloquist dolls all looking at towards the camera at least. Doesn't bother me. One more fact before the next track. The most haunted island in the world. How has this been worked out with research? The most haunted island in the world is Poveglia in Italy. Poveglia Island. In the 18th century, the Romans quarantined patients with the plague on Poveglia Island. Those infected, along with other diseased individuals, were left to die on this island. They later turned this area into a mental hospital. I don't think that's the politically correct term anymore. Which closed in 1968. Yes, when that term was probably the last time that was okay to say. Whatever other creepy facts about this island exist, they remain hidden as Poveglia is now off limits to visitors. Bizarre. Yes, a hospital for people with mental illness, I think it's fair to say. Closed in 1968 and now is off limits to visitors. Supposedly the most haunted island in the world, Poveglia in Italy. Right, we need some more music to get over all the creepiness that's been going on. We've only got about 34 minutes of this programme left. It's going to be packed full of excitement, so don't go anywhere. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Darling, I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. I want you to love me.
Phoenix FM.
It's Halloween, it's the show that goes like this, and you're here. Fantastic. So that was Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman, and Just Because I Can. Let's have another track that's almost called exactly the same thing if you take woman out of the title. Here's Little Mix.
All the girls on the block knocking at my door.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Little Mix with their take on Black Magic. Fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed all the music that's featured on the show that goes like this Halloween special tonight. Quite a few tracks still to squeeze in before I leave you, some I'm particularly looking forward to. But don't forget, we've got more unsettling facts to bring you about one such particular person who's clearly a bit bizarre. But anyway, before we get to that, we've talked a bit about olden times, 17th century, 16th century. Now we're on to the 18th century. Doctors believed that bloodletting was necessary to balance one's health. Can you imagine this these days? There are lots of bizarre facts about medicine. One of them is that in the 1800s, doctors would cut through a patient's vein to drain them of a certain amount of blood deliberately. They believed humans could accumulate too much blood and therefore had to let the extra out for good health. Haemophiliacs wouldn't be happy about that, would they? Anyway, that was probably misdiagnosed in the 1800s. Now, I was talking about a bizarre individual. You may have your own take on this, but King Charles II, fortunately not the third, King Charles II drank alcohol mixed with pulverized human skulls. And he called his drink the King's Drops, incorporated it into his diet with the belief it promoted good health. Don't think there was any evidence to back that up at the time. And if you thought that was bizarre, maybe you've heard this fact anyway, but this is bizarre as well. King Charles II was the uncle of William of Orange. He married his niece to the prince. So he gave her away. He was the ordained person, so to speak. He married his niece to the prince, and historians say he watched over the two of them during their wedding night while the marriage was consummated. Did either of them have a say in that? Did either of them say, "Can you get out?" And he went, "Nope, I'm the king." What that? That is just bizarre. Right, shall we have some more music? I think we should, while we all try and work out what the heck was going on back then. Here are Imagine Dragons.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Imagine Dragons and Demons. There's a version of that been doing the rounds on social media where AI has been used to recreate that track in the voice of Darth Vader. Yeah, it's all right, but I still prefer the original. Can I get four more tracks in before I leave you? Probably. And intersperse them with unsettling facts? Yes, I will do. And give you the result of the hotly contested poll, the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Still, rubbish is winning, if you feel strongly. You've got about 12 minutes left to vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, is fine. At Ben Sim Radio, at the top of the profile will be the poll, and then it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. Why not give it a retweet, repost? More people will find it. The results could change. But get ready for more creepy things for me to share them with you. This is horrible, isn't it? I've never been into hiking, climbing or mountaineering, but I guess the pinnacle of that is trying to get to the top of Mount Everest. More than 150 corpses occupy Mount Everest. Yes, they're buried under deep snow, but they've never been removed. Over 150 dead hikers remain on the mountain. That is upsetting. This is bizarre. Interesting, if you like your radio, people say, and I don't say who the people are, what the research is that's happened, just people say, so, you know, definitely has to be true. People say a haunted radio station from Russia exists. Wowzers. UVB76 broadcasts white static noises and occasionally picks up Russian transmissions, but nobody knows where this low-frequency radio station broadcasts from. And it has been broadcasting since 1982. Right. And you think we're beginning to know all there is to know about our planet? You know, everywhere has been explored. We're now going into outer space and getting more technologically advanced equipment to show us further into the reaches of the universe. But get this. Scientists have only been able to account for less than 10% of the ocean. The ocean comprises over 70% of the Earth's surface, and with only less than 10% of that accounted for, many people believe the ocean is home to some of the creepiest and most frightening creatures alive. Although technology continues to advance, the deep levels of the ocean make it difficult to explore further. Many people are scared by the unknown, and 90% of the ocean is unexplored, quite literally unknown. Crikey. Okay, time to not focus on horrible things, to focus on magic. Yeah, magic can make people uneasy, particularly if it's real. Is it? It is if you say the magic word.
Stops, nobody knows. Every time Phoenix FM.
That was the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Okay, now, last few facts to squeeze in and maybe a couple more tracks, of course. Now, get ready for this one. The golden poison frog, I guess you know what's coming, has enough poison to kill 10 to 15 people. Wow. It's a literal class name is Phyllobates terribilis. Golden poison frog lives in the Pacific coast of Colombia, has bright yellow skin, but whilst it might look appealing, its skin is coated in a deadly poison called alkaloid toxin. Just 1 milligram of that poison can kill 10 to 15 humans. If you want more unsettling facts, get ready for this one. Microscopic mites live on our eyelashes. We've already established the little sort of specks you sometimes see in your field of vision and you think is stuff on your eyeball can be dead skin cells, but microscopic mites live on our eyelashes. Yes. Everybody has them, but it can be a problem if they amount to large numbers. If you notice itchiness, roundness or redness around your eyes, consider checking with your doctor for eyelash mite treatment. Oh, don't fancy that one. Also, the Japanese giant hornet sting is so painful, the media there calls them murder hornets. Whilst it's not lethal, it's more painful than any other insect's sting in the world. And it can lead to kidney failure and leave craters on your skin. So you don't want to get stung by a Japanese giant hornet. There we go. Right, let's have a fantastic track. Always enjoy listening to this one. On Halloween, if I didn't want to dress up as something scary, I would put a suit on, get some sunglasses and some kind of big toy gun and pretend I was Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. Night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom on the impending doom. But then, like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please do what we say? That's the way we kick it. Yeah, you know I mean, or skip a noisy cricket, get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. Send my bees freezing up all black.
Yes, there's more.
Men in black.
The men in black.
Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. In closing,
I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Phoenix FM.
Will Smith and Men in Black, of course, and just because I want to squeeze it in before I talk to you before the final track to play us out, here's an all-time Halloween classic. When it ever starts. There we go. Are you feeling monstrous? Do you like mashed potato? Let's combine those things.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. Guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash. It's now the...
Phoenix FM.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show that goes like this tonight. Rob Harvey is waiting with bated breath to be in for Synth City at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere once I leave you. Just time to bring you the results of the hotly contested poll, the intense debate that's been raging. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Final scores are in. 75% of voters say brilliant. 25% of voters say brilliant and 75% say rubbish. Sorry, I almost brought you the wrong result there. And listener Ron has messaged me and said, I think Halloween is rubbish and all about making money. I don't want people knocking at my door dressed as monsters. Some people would call you grumpy, Ron, but I think I'm with you on this one. I do absolutely understand. It's been brilliant to bring you a Halloween special to share with you those unsettling facts and to play for you some fantastic tracks over the last couple of hours. But there's a particular song I wanted to play out with that is not in any way related to Halloween because of what's gone on in the news recently. And I felt like I needed to share with you that certainly at the end of my teenage years and throughout my 20s, there was a TV show I absolutely loved. More than any other TV show, I was obsessed by it. I would watch it, certainly series 2, 3, 4. I could watch about 5 seconds of an episode and tell you the number of the episode. I absolutely loved it. Of course, I'm talking about Friends. How sad to hear of the passing of Matthew Perry. in the last few days. Absolutely hilarious as Chandler and Friends. I always love watching him, and there's a tremendous sense of injustice. I read his book, Friends, Lovers and the Big Terrible Thing. Seemed like he just got his life on track, and therefore it's very, very sad to hear that he's passed. So I'm playing out with the Rembrandts. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's to your way.